Like those who have the option to do their jobs remotely, Leah Craig-Fieser is spending more time at home. That's why she and her family decided now is the perfect time to add another dog to the household. They already have two dogs and a cat.
We thought, well, you know, what better time? Like, we're home more than ever, and we can really see how things are going. How is the dog adjusting? How are the dogs adjusting to one another? How is the cat adjusting to the new dog? And we're here to actually see those things.
Fieser's job is dedicated to getting pets into loving homes. She's executive director of Brother Wolf Animal Rescue in Asheville. But it turns out many Western Carolina residents are similarly deciding to add furry companions to their quarantine spaces.
We can't get the animals in fast enough, which is a wonderful problem to have.
Because of the state stay-at-home order, a majority of shelters, particularly in rural counties, have closed or limited services to emergencies only. Brother Wolf is stepping in for those facilities by taking in dogs and cats from the state's westernmost counties and even across state lines from Tennessee.
That we're getting to help shelters in communities that we haven't been able to go to before, because usually we have such an overwhelming number of pets to help in Buncombe County and in the counties that surround Buncombe County, that we're kind of overwhelmed by that need on any given day in normal circumstances.
While the shelter has seen a higher than usual response in adoptions and foster homes, Brother Wolf is also preparing for a wave of people forced to give up their pets due to unemployment.
As the economic situation in the country impacts more and more people, and people are kind of, you know, living through this for weeks and months, we think that we might possibly see an increase in owner surrenders because people might not be able to afford to continue to care for their pets, or perhaps their living situation will change.
That's why the shelter and other animal rescue organizations like the Humane Society are increasing efforts to keep pets in their current homes during the pandemic. The ASPCA and Meals on Wheels of Asheville-Buncombe County are providing free pet food to those who've fallen on hard times. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.